Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come and break bread before you every Saturday morning. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and their senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. starts their worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at noon, you can actually call this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. And they also have Bible studies at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. It's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us. Down before him. Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Let us. Come, let us adore him.
No matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Emmanuel.
Come on, help me say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
magnify your name. Yes, we
worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Hallelujah. Emmanuel means God with us. That's another name for Jesus. Jesus was called Emmanuel, first in Isaiah, then again in Matthew. God with us. God with us. If we can just grasp that. God is with us. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter what your situation is, God is with us. And if God be for us, he's more than the whole world, if it's just you and God against the whole world, you still have the advantage. Glory to God. Emmanuel, we worship you. Hallelujah. Glory. Well, we're going to get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of St. John. Yesterday we had a birthday in the family. We called him Uncle Walter. Aldo Lilly Sr. Turned 75 years young. Glory to God. I was able to speak with him yesterday and asked him how he was doing. He said, "Well, you know, I have my good days and my bad days." And I said, "But today is a good one." 75 years old. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you, sir. Love you. Uncle Walter. Get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of St. John, St. John 14th chapter. Starting at verse 1. St. John 14th chapter, starting at verse 1. We'll do a little bit of reading this morning. God wants us to just hear him. Sounds like a Facebook post. Just hear him. St. John 14 chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, "Let not your heart be troubled." This is Jesus speaking. How do we know it? In most Bibles, it's color red. Everything that's red belongs to Jesus. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know. And the way, ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Now, this is interesting because these two, Thomas and Philip, are two of his disciples. Two of the ones in his inner circle that has traveled with him, has been with him day in and day out, witnessing the miracles, receiving the teachings. And we have one that has questioned the way, Thomas. Now we have one who is in him to show him the Father. Let's look at verse 8 again. It says, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. That's key. I want to read that again. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I want to read verse 12 again. It says, very, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The title of the message this morning is Unity in the Works. Unity in the Works. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we lay down to rest before you. Thank you for charging your angels to be in camp round about us, protecting us, keeping us in that care, Father. Fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy, keeping us from all harm and danger, Father. For as we look at what's going on throughout the world, Father, wars and rumors of wars, Father, we don't have to worry about bombs. We don't have to worry about army tanks. We don't have to worry about the torture and the anguish of everyday living in fear. As the Ukrainians are, Father. Protect them right now, God. Watch over them, God. And Father, even touch the mind and the heart of Vladimir Putin, Father. Draw him to you, God. Send somebody across his path that will represent you and that will introduce you to him, Father. That he may ask, what must I do to be saved? I speak peace, God. Perfect peace that passes all understanding in the hearts and minds of those who are going through this trying time, Father. Comfort them, Lord. Be with them, God. Strengthen them, Father. Encourage them, God. Reveal yourself to them, God, of knowing that if you be for them, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. For them, God. What shall their fear, God, if you be for them? You more than the whole world against them, Father. So, Father, we thank you, Father, that right now that you're for them, that you're with them, God, that you're protecting them, God, that you're covering them, God. And now, Father, thank you for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, Father, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you will have to say to us this morning, to equip us, to prepare us, to make us ready, God, to go into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you for your word, Father. Your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father, those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing him to go to the cross, to die on the cross, Father, and even to go to hell for us and take the keys of hell from Satan. Thank you, Father, for raising Jesus up on the third day with all power. And thank you for receiving him into heaven. seated on the right hand of you, Father, interceding for us, pleading for our case, Father, standing in the gap for us. Thank you for Holy Spirit, our teacher, our comforter, our guide. And thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father, creator of heaven and earth. Thank you, Father, for considering us, for choosing us, for calling us your own. And now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to make it personal, Father, to apply it to our lives, that you may be glorified in all that we say and all that we do. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Unity in the works. Jesus' mission, his purpose and his reason for coming to this earth was to lead us to the Father, to introduce us to the Father, and to be with the Father. His mission, his purpose and reason for coming to this earth was to lead us to the Father, to introduce us to the Father, and for us to be with the Father. His main assignment was the works of showing us the way to the Father, the truth of knowing who the Father is, and the life in eternity with the Father. The work of showing us the way to the Father, the truth of knowing who the Father is, and the life in eternity with the Father. Everything Jesus did included these three things: the way, the truth, and the life. Unity in the works. Let's look at verse 3, St. John 14, chapter verse 3. And it reads, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Now, this actually speaks of the rapture. This is our purpose for living: to be caught up in the rapture. That's our main purpose for living on this earth: to be caught up in the rapture. So Jesus, he tells them that if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. So now we know that he's gone to prepare that place for us. And he said that he's coming back. How soon? We don't know. But when that place that he went to prepare for us is completed, when he placed that last brick. In place. That's when he's coming to get us. And he said that I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So here we see the unity in the works. We see way. The way is he must personally escort us. The truth is he's going to personally introduce us to the Father. And the life is he's going to personally take us where he is. I'm going to come and get you. This is what Jesus is saying. I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to take you where I came from. I'm going to introduce you to the one who sent me to get you. And we're all going to live together forever in the place that I've been preparing for you. Unity in the works. Let's look at verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and whither I go, ye know. And the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. So the unity in the works are the way, the truth, and the life. Let's look at the way. The way. St. Matthew 7th chapter. Matthew 7th chapter, 13 and 14 verses. Say Matthew 7, chapter 13 and 14 verses. And it reads, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now, I believe that there are going to be two things that we really don't understand. One is, it says, wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in there. One thing we don't understand is, how many is many? How many is many? That's one thing that we don't understand. The second thing is where it says Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So the second thing is, we don't know how many a few is. Number one, we don't know how many is. And number two, we don't know how many a few is. And that's interesting, because when I think about Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham was praying to God, he started off by saying 50. If there are 50 righteous people in the whole entire cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, only 50 spare it, don't destroy it. And God kept granting. Then he got all the way down to 10. But Father, if there's only 10 righteous people in the whole entire cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, if you find 10 righteous people, bear, don't destroy it. And God granted, said, if I find 10, I won't destroy it. But Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Imagine that. What is the prayer for today? Father, if you find 10 righteous people in Ukraine, don't destroy it, Father. Spare it, Father. So we don't know how many is many, and we don't know how many is few. Righteous. That word righteous, it means something to God. To be righteous is to be in right standing with God. So how many in this whole entire world are in right standing with God? Just wanted to share that. The way, we're talking about the way. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, 2nd chapter. Unity in the works. 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, starting at verse 18. And it reads, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called. This is the reason why we were called. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, showing us the way, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, the way, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, the way, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again, evil for evil. That wasn't who Jesus was, the way. When he suffered, he threatened not. But committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. There's that word again. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. We, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, to live in right standing with God, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls, the way. Jesus is the way. Let's go to St. John, St. John 13 chapter, verse 12. And it reads, so after he had washed their feet, this is talking about Jesus when he had washed the feet of the disciples. It says, so after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? He asked them if they understood what he was doing. Jesus is washing the dirty, filthy of the disciples. So he asked them, do y'all understand what I've done? Verse 13 says, ye call me master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. I am master and I am Lord. This is what Jesus is saying. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. I can hear somebody now. I ain't touching them toes. For I have given you an example, the way, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. The way Jesus was sent to show us the way, to be the example, to lead us to the Father. The way. Now let's look at the truth. St. John 8 chapter. Talking about unity in the works. St. John 8 chapter. Verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But what is the truth? Let's go to St. John. Saying St. John. 17th chapter. Starting at verse 13. What is the truth? St. John 17th chapter. Starting at verse 13. And it reads, and now come I to thee. A lot of people say the passage that says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and so on. A lot of people say that that's the Lord's Prayer, but that's not the Lord's Prayer. That's the Lord instructing us, giving us an outline of how to pray. He wasn't actually praying. He was showing us how to pray. But St. John, the 17th chapter, I challenge you to read it. St. John, the 17th chapter, is actually the Lord's Prayer. St. John, the 17th chapter, is actually the Lord's Prayer. Let me show you in verse 1. St. John 17, chapter verse 1. And it reads, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. So this is how this chapter starts off. Jesus lifting up his eyes to heaven and saying, Father, this is the Lord's Prayer. But let's go to verse 13. I challenge you to read the whole chapter 17, though. Verse 13, and it reads, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You've heard the saying, we're in this world, but not of this world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. What is thy truth? Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. So how are we sanctified? Through the truth. And what is the truth? The word of God is truth. So how do we sanctify ourselves? Through the word of God. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. But not their word, but the word of truth. Verse 21 reads, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, thou hast loved me. The truth. So Jesus says, I am the way. Now he's saying, I am the truth. The word of God is the way. The word of God is the truth. Let's stay in St. John. Let's go to first chapter, St. John 1. And it reads, in the beginning, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. So we see that it talks about the word being in the beginning. And then it says that the word that was in the beginning was with God. And then it says that the word that was in the beginning, that was with God, was also God. Said, and the word was God. The same word was in the beginning with God. Then verse 3 says, all things were made by him. Well, by who? By the word. And without him, the word, was not anything made that was made. So nothing was made without the word of God. Now let's go down to verse 14. And it reads, and the word that was in the beginning, the word that was with God, the word that was God, the word that created everything, said, and the word was made flesh. Wow. And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the word of God became flesh. And then it says that word that became flesh is full of grace and truth. That's why Jesus said, I am the truth. 15 reads, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Truth. Verse 18 says, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Only Jesus has seen the Father. That's why he said, I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to take you where I came from. I'm going to introduce you to the one who sent me to get you. And we're all going to live together forever in the place that I've been preparing for you. I am the way. I am the truth. Now, the life. Let's look at the life. St. John 1, verses 4 and 5. And it reads, in him, talking about the word, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. That's why Jesus said, I am the life. Because in him, in the word that became flesh was life. St. John 10th chapter. Unity in works, St. John 10, verse 7. And it reads, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the life. 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus says, I am the life. Unity. When we look at the word unity, unity means the quality or state of not being multiple. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. All these three are working in unity together. Oneness. In harmony. In the works means in the process of preparation. In the process of development. In the process of completion. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Unity in the works. I want to look at one more. St. John 13 chapter, verse 12. Says, so after he had washed, no, St. John, St. Matthew, first chapter, St. Matthew, first chapter, verse 18. And it reads, now the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. So when we see Jesus, that's why he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because I am in him and he is in me. We are one. Unity in the works. The way, the truth, and the life. Everything Jesus did included these three things. The way, the truth, and the life. So as we share the word of God, we are to show people the way to the Father. We are to show them the truth of knowing who the Father is. We are to show them the life, the abundant life that we will have in eternity with the Father. The way, the truth, and the life. Unity in the works. Father, thank you for your word. Help us, Father, to represent you just as Jesus did, by being the example, Father. Of showing through your word the way to you, the truth of who you are, and the life that we will have in eternity with you. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Unity in the works. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week.